Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with World News. The headlines. Singapore Prime Minister Lawrence Wong arrives in New Delhi on a three-day official visit to India. Home Ministry says citizens of Nepal and Bhutan entering India by land or air will not be required to furnish passport or visa as earlier. Death toll in Afghanistan's earthquake crosses 1,400. India airlifts 21 tons of relief materials to Kabul. And Super 4 stage of Asia Cup hockey to begin today at Rajgir in Bihar. The Prime Minister of Singapore, Lawrence Wong, arrived in New Delhi yesterday evening on a three-day visit to India at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, received him at the airport. Both leaders are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions tomorrow. During the visit, the Singapore Prime Minister will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. The External Affairs Ministry said that the visit of Prime Minister Wong coincides with the 60th anniversary of India-Singapore diplomatic relations and reaffirms the continued commitment of both countries to further strengthen this partnership. The visit will also provide an opportunity for the Prime Ministers of both nations to engage on regional and international issues of mutual interest. The Ministry further mentioned that Singapore, as an important partner for India, including in the Act East policy, and the bilateral ties between the two nations were elevated to a comprehensive strategic partnership during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Singapore visit in September last year. The Chief Abbot of Bhutan, His Holiness J. Khempo, and Prime Minister of Bhutan, Dasho Shering Tobge, will be on an official visit to India from today. The four-day visit mainly focuses on the consecration ceremony of the Royal Bhutan Temple at Rajgir, Bihar, tomorrow. According to Ministry of External Affairs, the consecration of the Royal Bhutan Temple at Rajgir is a symbol of the shared spiritual and cultural heritage of Buddhism between India and Bhutan. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said that following the consecration ceremony, the Prime Minister of Bhutan will also visit the Sri Ram Temple at Ayodhya. The visit of His Holiness, the J. Khempo, and the Prime Minister of Bhutan is in keeping with the tradition of regular high-level exchanges between the two countries, a hallmark of the special partnership. The Ministry of External Affairs added that during their visit in the national capital, the Prime Minister of Bhutan will meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar. German Foreign Minister Johann David Wadephul arrived in New Delhi last night following his engagement in Bengaluru as part of his two-day official visit to India. During his visit, Mr. Wadephul will meet Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar. In a social media post, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that his visit will further strengthen the multifaceted and strategic partnership between both countries as we mark 25 years of its completion. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has set a target to make India a carbon-neutral country by 2070. Addressing the 20th Global Sustainability Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Gadkari said that climate change and global warming is a major threat to future generations. He also added that for any country or society, ethics, economy and ecology, along with the environment, are very important.
Kisi bhi desh mein aur society mein, three important E's, very important hai. Ethics, economy and ecology and environment. Sustainable development mein, swabhavik roop se shashwat, tikau aur paryavaran purak, vikas se hamari liye sabse bada mission hai. 2070 tak, Pradhan Mantri ji ne ek lakshya nishchit kiya hai, unmet zero. जो कार्बन न्यूट्रल देश बनने की जो हम सब की एक मन की भावना है उसको पूरा करने के लिए उन्होंने 2070 तक का लक्ष्य रखा है.
Citizens of Nepal and Bhutan entering India by land or air will not be required to furnish a passport or visa as earlier. Ministry of Home Affairs has notified the Immigration and Foreigners Exemption Order 2025 pointing out some major exemptions from requirements related to valid passports, travel documents, and visas for specific categories of individuals and carriers. A person belonging to a minority community in Afghanistan, Bangladesh, and Pakistan, that is Hindus, Sikhs, Buddhists, Jains, Parsis, and Christians, who were compelled to seek shelter in India due to religious persecution or fear of religious persecution, and entered the country on or before 31st of December 2024 without valid documents, including a passport or other travel documents, and even if the validity of such documents has expired, will be exempted from the rule of possessing a valid passport and visa. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The death toll in Afghanistan's earthquake has crossed 1,400, with thousands injured as rescue operations continue. The devastating earthquake of magnitude 6 struck the eastern part of Afghanistan on Sunday, with the epicenter located 27 kilometers northeast of Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province. The number of casualties is expected to rise as the quake reduced many homes to rubble. India has sent humanitarian aid to Afghanistan after the massive earthquake. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that 21 tons of relief materials were airlifted yesterday. This includes blankets, tents, hygiene kits, water storage tanks, generators, kitchen utensils, portable water purifiers, sleeping bags, essential medicines, wheelchairs, hand sanitizers, water purification tablets, ORS solutions, and medical consumables. The minister said India will continue to monitor the ground situation and send more humanitarian aid over the coming days. And now news from the world of sports.
The Super 4 stage of Asia Cup hockey will begin today at Rajgir in Bihar. After the conclusion of group stage, India, China, Malaysia and South Korea qualified for the Super 4 round. In tennis, India's Yuki Bhamri and his New Zealand partner Michael Venus continued their impressive run at the US Open 2025, advancing to the men's doubles quarterfinals with a commanding straight sets victory. They will now face the team of Nikola Mehktic of Croatia and Rajiv Ram of the United States in the quarterfinals later tonight. In chess, the prestigious FIDE Grand Swiss 2025 is set to begin today at the Silk Road Expo in Samarkand, Uzbekistan. All eyes are on R. Pragyanand, India's highest rated player and current world number 4, as he leads the field as the top seed in the open section. Joining him in the Indian squad are world champion D. Gukesh, Arjun Erigesi and defending champion Vidit Gujarati. India's women's champion Divya Deshmukh is competing in the open section as well. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Starting 1st of September this year, Nepal officially implemented a new rate for permits for the ascent to Mount Everest. Royalty fee for foreigners climbing Everest from the south route in the popular spring season March to May has now risen to USD 15,000. In the autumn season, from September to November, the fee has become USD 7,500 per person, which is increased from USD 5,500. And in unfavorable weather time, like winter and the monsoon, the fee is USD 3,750 per person. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Singapore Prime Minister Lawrence Wong arrives in New Delhi on a three-day official visit to India. Home Ministry says citizens of Nepal and Bhutan entering India by land or air will not be required to furnish passport or visa as earlier. Death toll in Afghanistan's earthquake crosses 1,400. India airlifts 21 tons of relief materials to Kabul. And Super 4 stage of Asia Cup hockey to begin today at Rajgir in Bihar. And that is the end of this news bulletin.